I get you something every year. So actually, Evan, I actually found something dope at a garage sale for you the other day, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm just going to fucking send it to you.
No, damn. Okay.
Yeah. I was at this garage sale. Appreciate that. Fucking, this is a great little tidbit. Fucking. So my buddy is looking for a house because he's moving here. He's coming to the same brigade as me, and he goes house hunting, and I got a text again, like, none of you motherfuckers, all my dude friends, like my female friends, they all text me at reasonable hours of the day, but like all my dude friends, fucking 2 a.m, 1 a.m, like at 11:30, right as I'm just about to fucking fall asleep.
And it's like nonsensical stuff.
Like, and it's always like the random shit. Like, just got this soda. It's fucking dope. Like, oh my gosh, this movie's bro, fucking dope.
Extinction on Netflix.
Yeah, you know. And so like, he texts me mad late at night. He's like, bro, went to a open house today. This guy had 5,000 records, and he's having a garage sale tomorrow. And I was like, oh, I saw a garage sale tomorrow. I was like, I'm gonna look at this tomorrow when the garage sale is relevant. So I look at it, and he goes, he's got a fuck ton of records. Go check it out. So I go there. And it is a garage sale with massive records. But unfortunately, all the records I wanted are either beat the fuck up or they got sold. But this motherfucker has some of the most random dope film stuff ever. Like,
oh, wow.
Fucking film books, movie soundtracks that nobody cares about except for like guys like me and Evan. And I spent like $20 on like a whole bunch of shit because this guy was just trying to get rid of it. I was like, you want $1 for that book? He's like, yeah. Like, okay, ready? Stupid trivia thing, but it's important. Motherfucker had an original VHS tape with the case of Beauty and the Beast, the Disney fucking animated one. Like,
wow.
not the Emma Watson, you know, thing. I'm not going to insult the new age Disney movies in this episode, but like OG, like the fucking... The case was in mint condition.
Was it a clamshell case?
It was the fucking clamshell case.
Plastic case.
Yeah, and it's funny because when the remake dropped, I Googled it because I was going to try and buy the VHS because I couldn't find mine. And they were going for like 200, 300 bones.
No way.
Yeah, Evan, really? I swear to fucking God, like $300 for an OG Beauty and the Beast.
I probably have one somewhere.
Yeah, shit. And so like I shouldn't have said it to him, but I did. I'm like, you know, this is a collector's item, right? He's like,
oh, damn.
And he goes, yeah, but I don't care.
I fucking love that.
And I was like, how much you want for it? He's like, $5. And I'm like, hold up.
He acknowledges the collector item.
Yeah.
Just doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. And I'm like, $200 eBay price tag. I'm getting it for $5. I'm like, you know, I'm fucking walking out this garage with Beauty and the Beast. I was like,
that's just a man who's ready to let go. He's like, yeah, I am moving on, bro. Like, take it.
No, it was off post. I had to drive to the fucking farmlands of Oklahoma. I had fucking idea where I was.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. Like I couldn't believe.
Why'd you make it back safe,
dude? I couldn't even believe the GPS got me there. I was like, wow, like I'm not lost. This is incredible. But yeah, so like Evan, I found something. I'm not gonna tell you what it is. I'm just gonna send it to you, but you'll get it. You'll be like, oh shit. But yeah, I saw that, and that was another one. I was like, do you know what this is? He's like, no, I've never even heard of it. He's like, you want it? I was like, yeah. I was like, how much you want for it? He's like, $2. I was like, $2? Too easy. You got it, man. Like it was like $8 for everything, and I just gave him a 20, and I was like, just keep the change. He's like, you sure? And I'm like, I got like 5 books in my hand, like 2 CDs, like this Beauty and the Beast tape that's worth like fucking $300. And I'm like, yeah, keep the change. Like, it's all yours, man. Like,
couldn't believe it.
That reminds me of when we were at, when we were filming at that beach house for your short.
Oh boy.
And she had, the person whose house it was had like a whole big ass collection of VHSs with a VHS player.
Yes.
And you were just like hyped on that when we were scouting. Like, that's what you pointed out. You're like, dude, look at this collection.
Dude, she gave
you. And they've got the VHS player.
Yeah. You know,
that's the difficult thing.
Yeah. You know, she gave me that shit, right?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah. She gave me the VCR and the box full of VHS tapes because she was going to throw it all out. She's like, do you want this? I was like, fuck yeah, I want it. She had
speed. The player is the tough thing. Yeah. Like, you can find VHSs, like, it's no problem. But to get a working player,
bro, thrift stores. Thrift stores are where it's at.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure it's not too hard.
You can get a fully working VHS player for $5. I mean, nobody's going to fucking do it. Like, we're in the age of
shit. What's the price on that?
$5.
$250. Oh,
yeah, see, I told you. See,
for
I,
the Beauty and the Beast, I, 1992.
And I got it. Clamshell. Yeah, and I got it for $5.
That doesn't even make sense. Who's buying that?
Hey, what is it? What is a Diamond Classic? The Diamond Classic is selling for $10,000.
Oh my god, dude! Why did I put that face on the screen?
You need to go find out what you hold right now.
Wait, let me see that real quick. Yeah, let me see that.
Yo, I'm gonna go get the VHS tape.
Walt is to get that shit. Walt is his Beauty and the Beast VHS 1992 Black Diamond Collection. Dude,
that is bananas. Which one
do you have?
I got it. Hold on. I'm going to go get it right now.
I got to stay on the call.
Man. Oh, man. This is a whole other S section in this episode that was not supposed to happen. Hold on. I'll be right back.
What the hell is a so black? Crazy. What black is a black diamond, collection? Does it? What's the info on it?
Yeah, like, okay. Hold on. I'm like looking
through. There's got to be something special.
So I remember this heavily from when I was a kid, right? It was like
that design. Shells. Yeah.
No, oh, I loved classic. It.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He's already back with it.
All right, what do we got?
Dude, there's no way this is worth. There's no way this is worth $10,000.
I'm gonna laugh my ass off.
Josh, put it up to the screen. I gotta see the case.
Plastic right now.
This thing is in shit condition. Look at this thing.
I know, it looks like garbage.
There's like
all you have to do is put rare in caps. Dude, it's like a library copy. It's
got
tape.
It's got the old like painter's tape.
Yeah, no.
Oh, look at this.
I don't think this is
all like hammed up.
Oh, dude, I get it. No, Josh, turn it around. Turn it to where you can see the spine.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Hold on.
That's a black diamond. That is a black diamond.
No.
Do they have
that is a black diamond.
Look, it's a black diamond.
That's a black diamond.
Where's the? Oh, there's no picture in here that has a spine.
Be careful with that thing.
Yo, I might have a $10,000 item in my
hand. Google real quick, black diamond. I don't know. Like I should just do this. But you got your phone out. Black diamond. What the fuck does that mean?
I'm on I'm looking it up right now.
There's gotta be a reason why.
Black diamond VHS.
More.
You're peeing yourself right now, I can tell.
What is black diamond VHS? Yeah, dude. The black diamond edition refers to the diamond shaped the classics logo on the upper spine of each VHS.
Dude, are you fucking kidding me right now?
Is this actually real? Yeah, that's a black diamond.
Hold on. Just pause.
No way.
Is that a black diamond one? Bro. Wait. Just confirm it. Is that a $10,000 VHS you're holding?
I think it is.
It looks like it's in good shape, bro.
And I paid $5 for it.
Oh my goodness. That's a black diamond Beauty and the Beast.
This black diamond still in its case, like in the shrink wrapping and everything. You can kind of see it's like in the plastic.
Oh, that's a pristine one. 15, how much is that?
Oh, that's 15,000, dude. You can get
dude, you can get at least 12.
I could pay off over 10% of my student loans.
Dude, it's the black diamond. That's fucking crazy. How do you own that right now?
$5.
That's fucking crazy. Oh my god. I can't believe you're holding that. That's bananas, man.
Yeah, this took an unexpected turn.
Congratulations.
Yo, watch me put this shit on Mythbusters or no. What are the guys called? What are the dudes called that check the prices on things?
I don't
know. What's that show?
Dude, that's the design. You have that?
Dude!
That's crazy!
It's exactly it! That's Black crazy! Diamond Classic.
No, what are those guys called? The Josh, you have to know this.
Pawn Stars?
Oh, like the
Pawn Stars, yeah. Guys? Yeah, yeah.
Storage unit ones, yeah.
Yeah, like I almost want to take this on there. They don't. Is this really worth
that would be funny.
Bro, you gotta
sell quick, though. When did that movie come out? The new release one. Not that one. The new one.
Like 2017, 2016.
Oh, no. I thought it was. Oh, shit. Okay. So the value's holding. I thought it was just that high because that like recently came out or something.
Nah, dog. Like,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't care about value. I'll give it to you for $5. He was sitting on a gem.
Yeah, he probably thought you it was like $100 at most. 10 grand.
Dude, we spent 10 seconds looking this up. And that guy, like, all he had to do was pull his phone out and Google.
I still can't even believe it. That's the Black Diamond. Dude, that is crazy.
This is insane.
I can't believe you have that.
Does it have a number on it?
If it's a serial number, like...
It just says... I mean, the VHS down below, it says VHS 1325 on the bottom section of the spine.
That's crazy.
What's the quality of the VHS is pretty strong. Like, it looks pretty good. Everything's
I mean, you think I would have bought this shit if it wasn't in pristine condition?
Yeah. No, wow. I trust you.
I mean, look, the case is beat up on the back end. You can tell it's not really in a box.
Yeah. I mean, light wear.
But like, yeah, dog, this
shit.
Well,
be careful with it, man. Sorry. Shit.
Dude, man. What the hell's wrong with you?
Put it down, dude.
Shrink wrap that bitch.
Yo, he's talking like I'm handling one of the fucking, you're talking like I'm holding like one of those green pearl things from The Rock, you know, the VX gas things. Like, oh, put it down. Handle it with care.
It reminds me of the Uncut Gems, the gem that KG is like obsessed with, the black, what does he call it?
I can't remember.
Does he call it just the gem?
It might just be the gem.
Yeah.
That blew my mind. That seriously blew my mind.
That is awesome. That is so cool. What are you gonna do? Are you gonna sit on it?
Okay, somebody needs to take a screenshot of this so that I can put this on the website with this episode. Who's gonna do it?
Give me a sec. I got you.
Get it.
I'm using the snipping tool. I'm real classy.
Yeah, take the fucking screenshot.
I got it. Oh, my face looks ridiculous. All right, I got you.
Man. Oh, that's
dude, so I cannot believe it. That is amazing. I hope that's legit.
I hope it is. I mean, I paid $5 for it. I was just gonna watch it like one of these days, like. You know, light some candles.
What are you doing now? Are you gonna sell it?
Nah, bro. I was literally just gonna keep it for nostalgia's sake before this conversation. Like I was like, I said.
But now that you know, what are you thinking?
I mean, like this would pay off like 12% of my student loans in one foul swoop. So I don't know. We'll have to.
Are you gonna go back to this dude's house? You need to go back.
No, the garage sale's over.
Don't go anywhere near there. Yeah. Don't go anywhere. Don't let that man see you ever again. Like if he finds out and he knows you have that. You don't want him to know.
What blows my mind is on eBay, some of these editions are like destroyed. They're like fingers like poked holes in them, and they look.
That's what
terrible.
I'm saying. It looks good.
And
no,
they're
his
still selling them for
good.
$5,000-$10,000.
Jesus.
That's what I'm saying. You can get 12 out of that.
Wow. You know what the funny part
dude,
about this is?
Be careful with that.
We're like hyping it up that it's going to be like worth $10,000-$15,000. You're probably going to get $20 out of it.
Yeah, like no. I already.
No, I think you'll get a lot. People are crazy about that shit, dude.
Okay, every listener right now is going out and calling their grandma and like, hey, grandma, you still got that VHS collection from the 90s?
It's got a black diamond on it.
Hey, can you pull that up? Is that Little Mermaid?
Let me see the spine.
It's on the
let
back
see the
of
spine.
That. You know what?
Trimmer's my grandma.
Girl, she you know, she really wants to watch the Little Mermaid original. So I'm just gonna grab that from you, grandma. It's so good to see you. Take care, hugs and kisses. I love you. Sneak it away.
I know. Oh, everybody's gonna be scrounging their grandma's basement for those black diamonds, man.
I cannot believe it.
That's awesome that you have that.
That took an unexpected turn.
I'm glad you made it out of there with it, you know? Like, and that, like, just if that man knew what he had, that could have been a chase down. Like, if he had looked it up after the fact, it's like, oh, fuck, what did I just do?
Oh, man. Dude probably hung up stuff on his property. And he just looked like, at his phone and he was like, shit.
It's over. I can never come back for anymore. From this. My Beauty and the Beast Black Diamond.
oh my god. Too fucking good.
Oh, that's pretty great.
Like,
that's
the dude's cool moving because he couldn't like afford his house anymore. And he's like, I only needed $10,000 more to pay off my house. If only I had 10 grand. And he like Googles it after you leave. I had 10 grand in the VHS. I gave away for $5.
I mean, that's something that hurts. Yeah. If he finds out, I hope he doesn't find out, like, no. Just for his own sake.
I guarantee you know. He's listening.
Look, based on the size of this motherfucker's garage, it doesn't seem like he has anything to worry about. Dude had a wall.
Oh, really?
Dude had a wall of these hanging things just for his tools. Like, I had never seen anybody, like, and I'm not talking about like power tools. I'm talking about his shovels, his weed whackers. Like, it was all perfectly, like, he must have had somebody engineer that shit. Like, everything was perfectly in line, even with the varying heights. Like, it all just looked seamless. I'm like, somebody just fucking.
Those are some pretty like heavy load bearing hooks too to hold up a weed whacker.
Yeah, dude. I was like, this guy's doing just fine. Like,
oh yeah, man, that's insane. Hey, good on you though for having a keen eye for that. Not being like, I don't have VHS, but I don't need that. You're like, hey, I think that's probably a couple $100.
Well, yeah. So like for me, it was more like, you want me to be completely honest? I mean, Evan knows this. So Josh, one of my things I've been doing lately, especially during quarantine, like with the absence of theaters, I just started revisiting movies that I loved as a kid, but hadn't seen in a while. Or like the thing that pissed me off was like, I'd see previews or commercials for movies on TV. And I'd be like, I want to see that movie so bad. But I'd be like 8 years old. And my mom would be like, yeah, there's 2 scenes of nudity and a scene of violence. You're not going to see that. And so like quarantine just turned into me like going on Amazon Prime and other streaming services and finding like these hidden gems from like the 90s and the 2000s.
Yeah. I've gotten like screenshots from you.
Yeah. And then I'd be depressed as fuck. I'd watch one of those movies and I'd instantly feel better about my life. Cause I'm like, it just takes me back. Or like, I'm like finally getting to watch this movie I've wanted to see for like 20 years, but forgot it even existed.
Yeah.
And so like, what were you gonna say?
No, keep going.
But so when I saw Beauty and the Beast, I was like, I haven't watched that shit since like 99, like, and my VCR is in perfectly working condition, so I was like, gonna fucking go home, light some candles, you know, maybe take a nice,
I like how bath. The candles coming to this,
and then like fucking just pop Beauty and the Beast in, you know, pop my Black Diamond in a VHS player, you know, see where the night goes. Like, that was where my mind was at when I was like, yeah, I'll pay $5 for that. But now I'm like, I could pay off some student loans with this motherfucking thing right here. This is worth more than a stimmy check right now. Like, God.
I'm done, dude. For real,
who buy it? Who's gonna buy that? What's the target audience?
I don't know.
Someone with a lot of money. And are you kidding me? Someone will buy it. There are so many people who would buy that. That's the thing with the Disney shit. Like, it's like verifiable you're gonna find a buyer for that. That's why I'm so pumped, man. Because like, that's why I'm so excited for you. Because like, this is not just like any old object. It's a Disney object. Like, people are fucking fiends for Disney. Yes. Like, you will always find a buyer for some Disney shit.
Yes.
You know, right? I mean, like that's one of those brands.
You are 100% correct.
Like, someone will pay money for that.
You gotta post this on eBay. We'll put the screenshot of this podcast on there and be like, you can be a part of the podcast.